to quote my illustrious ancestor, the Vinaya Sastra, who points out that these 49 days of the Svira should be divided between the first 32 that we had yesterday, that we come to yesterday, and the next 17 that we're going to count beginning today. Why? Because he found a remez on that, that at the beginning in Bereshis, right at the beginning of the Chumash, the word Tov is found after 32 words. 32, uh-huh. The first 32 words of the Chumash, and then the word Tov. So he says that the reason we should, the word Tov is, of course, represents in Hebrew 17. Numerically, is 17. So that is why he says that the Svira is intended to be divided into Lev Tov. That we should, the Tov begin, Ein Tov Ela Torah, although that we're directing our attention to the Torah that was given as Shavuot, but the light of the Torah begins already in these 17 days already. So Lev Tov, that's what he says. Well, there's much more to be said on that point. And, oh, the Iker that he, come on, I forgot. The Iker is that the real light that begins shining at the beginning of these 17 days is the light of the Zohar, the profound and deeper layers of Torah that were revealed in the Zohar begin to shine, and that is included in the Tov that is given to us. You understand? And that is why Hasidim and Baalei Kabbalah make this day of Lag BaOmer, of the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the author of the Zohar, such a big yontif, because he gave us the real Tov. The real Tov is this, the Seudas HaTorah that are found in the Zohar.
That first Tov is Vayalakim, is Ha'or Kitov?
Yeah, Vayalakim.
It's Ha'or Kitov.
Ha'or Kitov, right, right. And he uses that, Ha'or Kitov. Yeah, that's right. And then I just want to, the Seder begins Bahar Sinai. So I once said, why? What is the significance that we emphasize that the Torah was given at Sinai? Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesinai, we're learning Peri during Yeshavasa. Why Mesinai? What's the significance? So the Medrash says that when God was about to give the Torah, there was a debate among, a controversy, a rivalry between all the mountains, especially Har Tabor and Har Sinai. Each one wanted to have the schus that God should give it on its peaks, on its majestic peak. And finally, God decided to give the Torah on Har Sinai because it's the lowliest of all the mountains, to teach us that the Torah is best received by a humble person, to teach us humility. So the world asks, many of the Mefarshim ask, if the purpose of Sinai was to teach us another humility, then why give it on a mountain altogether? Give it on a valley. Give it on a valley. So they say, from here we see that although humility is a great quality, but from time to time you have to have a little pride too. There is reason for pride. You have to, when it comes to Torah especially, to defend Torah, you have to have histasis, you have to have gain. And that's why it was given up. And with that, I was going to explain, and I'll just add for you, the famous kasha that everybody asks, that Rabbi Yosef said on Shavuos, and by the way, Rabbi Yosef, we know from the end of Masechta Sota that he was a great onav. When the Gemara says, Mishabes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Batla Anova, so Rabbi Yosef said to the Tanna, Leititne Anova, Deika Anova. I'm also a Navi. That's a different. Why he said that about himself is a different in you. But he was an honor. So why did he on Shavuos, he said, Aseli igle tiltele, make me a special feast with delicacies. Why? Do you love Hayyomer? Come a Yosef Ike Bishuka. There are many Yosefs going around in their life. What makes me special? It's only this day that the Torah was given. So that makes me special. And therefore I deserve a feast. So the world asks, that's an olaf talking like that? An olaf talks like that? I'm special, I'm unique because I got the Torah. The answer is that shows you that an olaf, when it comes to Torah, he could have pride in it. Pride in the Torah you're allowed to have. That's why with the anova you have to have this. I have. By the way, since I mentioned Bahar B'Chakosa, one of my favorite little stories is what they tell about the Orach Chaim. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh had, in Morocco, he had a custom, every Friday morning, he would have a Sheikhet Shech, a behemoth, specially, and the Aniyim knew that they can come to him and he would distribute to all the Aniyim for Shabbos and Shulchan. This was his custom. It happened one time in the city that everything that was Nishchat during the week was Trefer. There were Shabbos on everything. The only one that had a behemoth that was kosher was the Orach Chaim. So this was known in the community that there is no meat to be bought for Shabbos except what the Orach Chaim had. So one of the great gevurim in town came to the Orach Chaim and said, I hear there's no kosher meat. Please give me some meat I should have for Shabbos. So the Orach Chaim says, I'm sorry, but I have a kavias, a minik, I say that I give it only to Aniyah. This was only done for Aniyah. And while he's talking, Taki Anoni, a Talmud Chochem Anoni comes in, and he goes over and takes a big part of the flanken, and so I gives it to the, and the rich man, the Gevir, is standing there fit to be tied, you know. And he explodes. He says, you schlepper, you get it, and I can't get it. He attacks the Ori. And the Orach Chaim sees this, and he's very disturbed, but he says nothing. He's waiting for the usher to calm down and walk out. Finally, he walks out, the usher. Fine. That night, in a column, I don't know if a Malach speaks to him, but he hears a voice to tell him, because you stood and you allowed a Talmud Chochem and a poor man to be nisbaza, to be shamed this way, and you did not protest, you deserve to go into Golas. To go into Golas for a whole year. You hear that? That's what it. So if he heard that,
I was hearing a little bit when I was davening.
So when he heard that he has to go to Golas, so that's what he did. He undertook, dropped everything, went, and as in Golas, you go as a schlepper and hope that people will feed you, and so on. You go to Beis Medrash from one town to the other town. This went on for quite a while. It came to the Parsha B'Chukosai. One day, Friday, while he's in Golas, the Orach Chaim, Friday afternoon, sits down under a tree, he's tired already. And at that time, he begins by heart studying the Parsha. And the more he studies, one after the other, Perushim come into his mind, new interpretations of the Pasuk, right away, of the first Pasuk in Berakosai. And he ends up with 42 different perushim on the word Ve'im B'Chukosai. By the way, take out the big commotion, you will find the Rechaim was 42 perushim, and the words be im bechakosha.
This you told us, you never told us the story.
Yeah, so 42 interpretation. So finally, Friday night, he goes into the shul, and at the end of the davening, they see a guest there. So the Rav, with one of the gevirim, comes over and says, you're a guest here, and our custom is, if we see a Jew here, we invite him. And this gevir here has a fine home. He would be honored to have you as his guest. They don't know who this Aruch Haim is. So the Aruch Haim agrees to go with this gevir. They go, and they have the Suda, they're fine, everything. After the Suda, Friday night, the Balabas, the gevir, says to his guest, our custom is, after the meal, we go to the Rav of the town, and the Rav is a Mekubal, and we always hear very important Torah from him. You want to come with me? So the guest, the Aruch Haim, says, fine, I will come here. So they go to the tish of the Rav, and while they're sitting there, the Rav says, tonight I'm going to tell you 14 special chidushim and perushim on the beginning of today's Seder that were said in heaven in the name of Rav Chaim ben Attar. Rav Chaim ben Attar. That's the name of the Aruch Haim. So the Aruch Haim is sitting in there in the back, so he says, Chaim ben Attar. Drop the chivrei. Chaim ben Attar. Everybody looks at him. The nerve of this guest here to butt in when the Rav is saying, who is he? But they don't say it. And the Rav goes out and gives 14 perushim on the Bechakosha. And the next day, after the Shabbos meal, the same thing happens. After they finish the meal, the Balabas says, let's go to the Tish of the Rav. They go to the Tish of the Rav. Afterward, the Rav begins saying, now I will tell you another 14 perushim on Im Bechakosai that is set in heaven in the name of Rav Chaim ben Attar. Again, from the back, Rav Chaim said, Chaim ben Attar. Drop the Rav. Chaim ben Attar. Everybody is annoyed by the chutzpah of this guest here to butt in this way. But the Shabbos they're not going to do, they're not going to create. The same thing is repeated again by Shalashudas. They come to Shalashudas, and Shalashudas is already when it's dark already. So when the Rav says, I have another 14 Pirushim that are said in heaven in the name of Rav Chaim ben Attar, again, this guy in the back says, Chaim ben Attar. This time already, they jump up, some of the kapparim, grab him by the arms, and lead him, put him in a room. They're going to teach him after Maariv a lesson for his chutzpah. And the Rav gives the 14 perushim. Right after the davening, they finish Birchas HaMazon, and they want to begin davening Maariv. Or is it after Maariv, before Havdalah? Suddenly, as if the world was coming to an end, thunder and lightning happen, and the house shakes, the Beis Medrash shakes, everything is falling apart. It sounds like everything is going to collapse. So the Rav, who's a Mekubal, turns to heaven and asks in heaven, what's going on here? What was it? So he hears from heaven a reply, you have the Aruch Haim locked up there until the Aruch Haim makes Havdalah Saturday night, the Shomer HaGehenim cannot open the Gehenim. And he's disturbed. He has a whole bunch of people who he has to take back into Gehenim who were in Gan Eden for Shabbos, and he cannot open the Gehenim because the Eruchaim didn't make Havdalah yet. So it's then they realized who this man was, whom they have locked up, and they bring him, and the Rav asks Mechile, bows down to him, and then a heavenly voice comes out and says, you were Yotze ready, you don't have to fulfill the whole year of Golis. You already suffered enough by this imprisonment, and that's how the Rechaim was free. That's the story of the 42 Pirushim HaBachekaisa. I think we're going to leave it there with this.
Was it a 42 that's a rough sale?
Friday morning and already in heaven. Oh. By the way, what I tell you, that you're not allowed to degrade yourself, is a famous story of the Chofetz Chaim that I'm sure that we all know. He was once riding in a train home, and a Jew next to him was sitting, who didn't know, because the Chofetz Chaim always went dressed like a poshet Jew with a cap and so on, didn't know. So this Jew is sitting next to him, begins talking, and says, hey, I'm going to Radin because I hear there's a tzaddik there. And they call him the Chofetz Chaim, the tzaddik. So the Chofetz Chaim says, he's not such a tzaddik. That's what you're telling. And the other one, the Balabos said, but I hear he's a goy noidam, a big machadish. Lav davke, he says, it's not such a talmud chochem as that. I hear he's a kodesh. No, it's exaggeration. At this, the guy slaps the Chofetz Chaim in the face. How dare you speak that way? The whole world respects him. So the Chofetz Chaim said, this man taught me that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about yourself either. And I learned from him that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Which leads me to say that in this sedra here, we have Leisonu Ish Es Amise twice. So Rashi brings in the name of the Chazal, that one is in business, you're not allowed to defraud in business. And the other one is, I know it's Devarim, you're not allowed to tell people that hurt them, words that wound them and embarrass them and so on. But Hasidim say, there is another Loisonu, and Loisonu yourself. Don't fool yourself. The Loisonu is, and that means don't defraud yourself. If you have potential, if you have power, don't be too another. If you have koiches, use your koiches. Don't let your koiches go for naught. You understand? So Loisonu goes for yourself too. Don't treat yourself lightly. You understand that? And that's all right. With that, we're gonna end.
And you're going to deprive us of this?
I have other material, but we'll leave it for another time.